Senator McCain's decision to ask Governor Sarah Palin to be his running mate has energized a party badly in need of a boost. Kansas Senator Sam Brownback tells VOA that the Palin selection has generated a lot of excitement among social conservatives in a very short period of time.
They are really excited. They're pumped about it. And they haven't been excited in 3 years. They're pleased to see somebody that lives the life, that's authentic in her faith and the way she puts herself forward and stands. They're very excited about it.
Delegates here admire Palin's opposition to abortion, her support of gun rights, and the fact that she is a hunter. They also see her as a role model, a working mother, who decided to keep her most recent baby, even though the child has Down syndrome. So far, that enthusiasm has apparently not been dampened by revelations that Palin's unmarried daughter, Bristol, is pregnant. The family says Bristol will keep the baby and will marry the father. On another front, Governor Palin has hired a lawyer in connection with an ethics probe in her home state of Alaska, which so far has proven to be only a minor distraction. Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon says most of the delegates remain very impressed with Palin and are sympathetic to her family situation.
It just shows that she's a real woman that has everyday problems like American families go through. And frankly, you know what I hope? I hope that she really talks about, in her role as vice president, about how we need to work on teenage pregnancy. I know in my state, 40% of the babies that are born to unwed mothers.
McCain announced Palin as his vice presidential selection last Friday, and in the process set off an explosion of support among social conservatives.
I know that it will demand the best that I have to give, and I promise nothing less.
Texas delegate Marian Stanko says the Palin selection triggered a strong response among fellow Republicans in her home area.
It was absolutely electrifying. The mood had just completely shifted upward and onward. Not just women, but there were men who were calling in saying they are just on board to help, and we had volunteers showing up at our headquarters.
Anti-tax activist Grover Norquist is an influential force within the Republican Party on economic issues. Norquist says Palin's selection will bolster the party among religious conservatives in the November election.
Some people talk the talk on traditional values. This is a woman who's actually lived those values, and that really resonates with the religious Republican conservatives, Roman Catholics, and evangelical Protestants.
Several conservative radio talk show hosts are doing their programs from St. Paul this week, and they say Palin has proven to be a popular choice with their listeners. Syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher reaches an audience of nearly 4 million listeners each day.
This is a gun-loving hockey mom, mother of five, juggling a career, and a staunch pro-life conservative. I got to tell you, it doesn't get any better for conservatives if you'd have written this in a Hollywood script.
Democrats question whether Palin has enough experience to be vice president and whether she's too conservative in her social views. Palin has been governor of Alaska less than 2 years, and prior to that she served as the mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, which has a population of about 9,000. Palin's most important test could come in early October, when she will participate in a vice presidential debate with Senator Joseph Biden, the vice presidential running mate of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.